Well, you see, I wanted each one from each person, from my brother, my sister, and a friend, you see. Yeah. So from my sister, two sisters, I think, it was. Mm-hmm. I would have, one sister was two, a boy and a girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other sister was another girl.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was, it should have been a, either one I would take, a boy or a girl,
yeah.
you see. And another brother, it was a girl, and a friend of mine was a boy.
So
I would have six with him,
right.
And seven with the one that I have from my mother.
Yeah.
But as they said, they'll give me anything except the children.
Yeah.
So.
Because that's too far up there. Right?
Well, in that way, yeah, but they didn't want to give their children away.
Yeah,
see?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They love their children, you see, so I don't blame them.
No.
Yeah, I don't blame them, because some of them was willing to give their children away, and I was willing to take them if they give me.
Yeah.
But since they wanted, so I left them with them.
Yeah.
So they all come and see me.
But you had your son, your adopted son, you had him up there?
When he was 5 years of age, I took him with me only during the summer month and the vacation.
So that would have been beautiful for you.
Right. Summer months, I bring him home, and then during the Christmas and New Year, he's home with me.
And were there other children up there?
Yeah, I have my little kid sisters were up there. I bring them. I have with me at that time six with him, and my neighbors had about four,
so
I think.
So you had all these?
Yes, during the summer month. See.
You were looking after them?
I was looking at my own, and the neighbors had. My sisters, yeah, I was looking after them.
And other grown-up family would come up for vacation?
Right, because my neighbor's children, my neighbor's children goes up for vacation.
Mm. When you were, again coming back to this this thing about language, when you were a child and you were in school, there were lots of Filipino children, Japanese children also, who didn't speak English too good, huh?
Yeah, we had Filipinos, Japanese too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're talking pidgin, right? They're talking pidgin English, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You call that pidgin English. Would you call pidgin English what they were speaking?
You mean the Filipinos?
Well, you know how they, you know, how old Japanese and people talk, you know?
Well, we tried to learn little by little, word by word from them.
Yeah.
They were learning the, well, then that time they were learning the pidgin English.
Yeah.
See? Well, we have our English, our pidgin, they call it. It's all mixed with the Japanese and Chinese and Hawaiian, see.
Yeah.
Now, there is some of these ladies now trying to ask me which is which.
Mm.
Now, some is, when I speak to them, the pidgin English, and they think it's something unpleasant. I said, no, that's a Hawaiian word of each,
yeah.
See. Now they're asking me, they want to know what is hand, what is the eye, and the nose, and the mouth. And it sounds funny, you know, they think it's... So
yeah.
I say, no, that's the proper way. It's not making fun of you to people, no.
Mm.
See?
You mean in pidgin?
Or? Yeah, in pidgin.
Yeah, of
yeah.
course.
So we use the Hawaiian and Chinese all together in one sentence, see?
Yeah.
And... they asked me if that's a Hawaiian word. I said, no, maybe that's a Japanese word we put it in to make a sentence with a Hawaiian word.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese the same way too.
And you'd put some English words.
Right. Mm.
So you'd have Chinese words?
Japanese.
Hawaiian.
Yeah.
And English in one.
In order to make a sentence for them to understand you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could
see?
You give an example of a sentence like that?
No. You see, let's put it, I give you this way. They said, mahea ko.
Mm.
See, that's a Chinese way.
Yeah.
Mahea ko. You see, as Chinese, we are telling, where are you going?
Uh-oh.
Mahea is mean where?
Mahea ko.
Going.
Yeah.
Mahea ko.
Mm-hmm.
Ko is Chinese, they pronounce it in go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pronunciation of the Chinese.
Go.
Mahea ko.
Mm-hmm.
Me this side ko.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
I'm going this way. See, I'm going this way, but they make it say this side. I say making motion. So you have to make a motion is what you say, so they understand you.
Mm-hmm.
See, this cycle, I mean going this way.
Mm-hmm.
See, Mahayako, as me telling, where are you going? Mm-hmm. And then they might answer, you say, this cycle, but they always make a motion. Mm-hmm. That's me going this side.
To be sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or else they say, Mahayahele, where are you going? Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. You're asking them, where are you going? Then he'll tell
is
you.
That
Mahayahele. Mm-hmm. At that. Mahaya means, it's a, in a Hawaiian you put a hele means go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hele. See?
And it means the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ko means in English, the way how they pronounce it, go, mm-hmm. is ko, k. Mm-hmm. Instead of the G, it's the K. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See?
So people might say the same thing in several different ways, you mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See?
And all would understand.
Yeah. If you understand your Pidgin English, you know the Hawaiian, a little of each kind, mm-hmm. you could make a sentence of mm-hmm. that, you see, mm-hmm. with other people, mm-hmm. like Mahayako. Mm-hmm. As Chinese, we are telling Mahayako. Mm-hmm.
So everybody was bringing their languages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Putting them together.
Well, we have to do that when the Chinese first came here.
Mm-hmm.
In order to make them understand, you see, we have to try and get in touch with them. And make motions,
mm-hmm.
so they know what is a. We say go is mean
mm-hmm.
this way, go.
Mm-hmm.
Come means hele mai. In Hawaiian, hele mai.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go and tell them hele mai, they won't understand you.
Mm-mm.
They go and tell you pi mai.
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean come.
Pi is Chinese.
Pi mai, yeah, that's mm-hmm. Chinese.
Pi mai, but
yeah.
Mai is Hawaiian.
Mai is Hawaiian.
So they put the two together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That means come here.
But that's changed nowadays, right?
Yeah. Well, now this with this generation today, they go to school, they learn, and then they know where to put it, see? But you take some of these old, even some of these Filipinos who comes from the Philippine island, you still have to talk Pidgin to them. Now, they got to use their dialect and the dialect of the English and Hawaiian, if you can, to make it understandable. We still have some of these foreign people coming.
Yeah, so you still got to do it. But those Chinese, you know, that you're talking about,
yeah,
they didn't speak any English.
No, nothing at all.
So
no.
They learned
through the Hawaiians.
Mm-hmm.
Through the Hawaiians, as many Hawaiian words and then
right.
English words.
Yeah.
Through the Hawaiians.
Yeah, through the
they
Hawaiian.
Learned the English words right. and the Hawaiian words
mm-hmm.
through the Hawaiians.
Yeah.
And the Japanese the same.
The same thing. Because when they first came here, there were more Hawaiians than other nationalities then. Chinese first came here,
mm-hmm.
and the Hawaiians, before the Chinese came, the Hawaiians were learning a little English from the missionaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the missionaries first came here, they
mm-hmm.
learned a little English.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, the Chinese came in, so they tried to put, now, the word go is in English. You have to make it sound different way, ko,
mm-hmm.
using their dialect, you
mm-hmm.
see,
yeah.
ko,
yeah.
k, the alphabet of
yeah.
the k.
The Chinese didn't go to the missionaries.
No.
No.
Were the Hawaiians going to missionary schools then,
mm.
or public schools, or
what?
Well, it depends how far back. Can you remember you remember your grandparents? Can you think that far back?
No.
You don't remember that?
Only one lady who that's the only one that I know.
Yeah, and she spoke some English, huh? Or
she spoke the broken English,
uh-huh.
but most is in Hawaiian.
That was the lady who didn't want you to speak to her anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When she wouldn't speak like, I mean, it was maybe broken English, but it wouldn't be same like Pidgin, huh?
No.
Like what they used to call Hapa Haole.
Right, yeah. That's what
Hapa Haole is different.
Hapahauli means it's an English way, you see, of speaking, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Hapahauli because when you sometimes you put in a Hawaiian word and an English word. Now, if I'm talking to you, wait, now, if we say, Eliana, wait, I can't put that in a sentence now.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You put a Hawaiian and an English and say.
No,
yeah.
It is. Yeah.
See, it's hard. I try not to go do that way.
But in the old days of your grandmother's time, when they were trying to talk to.
But she always speak fool. she uses emotion.
Mm. When she doesn't know the word.
Yeah. Mm. See, she said, Helen Mai.
Yeah.
See, now you can see her hand does this as mean come here.
Mm-hmm.
Helen Mai means come here.
Mm-hmm.
See, they always use emotion. See.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's where we understood what she meant in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Yeah.
When she said, Helen Mai, she uses her hands too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when she does this, it's just like she wants you to go to her. So
yeah.
we go to her,
mm-hmm.
see, when she does her hand. And when she say, Helen Mao,
mm-hmm.
she does that.
Go away.
Yeah.
Helen Mao, go away.
Yeah,
right.
Go away.
Mm-hmm.
See, now you just say that.
Because I saw the motion.
Yeah.
So
as a child, you learned
it. Helen Mao.
But you know what I can't understand is when the Chinese came in, right, and most of the people here were Hawaiian, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so the Hawaiians were speaking to them,
mm.
a lot in Hawaiian.
Right.
Mm.
Why didn't the Chinese learn Hawaiian?
They had Chinese that knew Hawaiian.
But why didn't they, you know, like...
Continue.
No, and then all the groups coming in, why didn't they,
wow.
why didn't they, you know...
Well, some Chinese who first came here married the Hawaiians, and that's where they learned to speak Hawaiian to the wife's side, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of their children were speaking Hawaiian too.
Mm-hmm.
But until the English school came, and then,
when the English school came.
Yeah.
No school, maybe they all learned Hawaiian.
Yeah. There were a Chinese school of their own Chinese. Hawaiians had their own, but...
Did you get Portuguese coming in?
Yes, Portuguese came in too.
Yes.
See? Long before, the Chinese, as far as I remember now, the Chinese were the first ones that came here.
Yes.
And then second was the Puerto Ricans.
Yes.
Came
they
here.
Spanish. They speak Spanish.
I think so. Because I know we had some... Puerto Rican laborers working on a plantation that time. That's how I knew.
Yeah.
Then from then the Japanese came in too,
you see.
Finally, in between the Japanese and the Puerto Ricans, the Portuguese were here there at that time.
Yeah.
They came here. I think the Portuguese came before the Japanese.
Yeah.
When your grandmother was a child, if she went to school, would there have been any schools
English school?
Yeah, or in Hawaii.
No English school then that
there
time.
There were no English
school. No English school.
So, would she have gone to a school taught in Hawaii? Or maybe they didn't go to school?
Well, Hawaiians didn't have school, but they have, like now for instance, a gathering that want to teach their children in Hawaii. They gather at the church hall.
Mm.
That's where they start teaching their own children Hawaiian. If they want
the
to, yeah. Of how their own language to them. There's no such thing as outside teachers who teach them, no.
So like the whole school thing began in English?
Yeah,
right?
In English.
And that's when everybody started to learn English.
Right. Yeah. When the public school started, English school came, then everybody. And they wanted everybody to learn the English language. Because everybody was for themselves. You speak your own language, the other one the same, So since they had a public school, they want all the children to get in and speak the English.
Have a common language.
Yeah.
That is, would have been nice if it had been
You see, that's what they wanted. They told them that they want them to learn in school the English language. All right, the children learn. Then from in school, then at home, that's where the pidgin language comes in.
Because the child, right.
Right,
yeah,
you see.
Yeah.
Now, in order to make a sentence of what they learn in school English and their own language Hawaiian, the same thing with the other nationality, that's how we got in the pidgin English, see.
Yeah.
So, still till today, they can't break that away from the children. Even some mainland people comes here. They try to learn, they say sounds funny to them. But that's the only way you can understand other people, you see. So now you go to school, you learn that at home, but after you get used to, you know when to speak English, you see.
Yeah,
then,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Like now, I don't know whether I'm talking English to you folks or some pidgin or what.
Talking English.
All right.
It's like a different language.
Yeah. Now, if I am to talk to somebody else, I have to talk their way.
Yeah.
You see, like last time I spoke to one Japanese lady. I was speaking English to my boss. And I met this fastest lady going, and then she asked me about her car. So I told this lady, I said, because that was her granddaughter. So Mago is granddaughter to the Japanese.
It's a Japanese woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mago is grandchild.
Uh-huh.
So I said, Mago, this saigo.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yeah.
This saigo.
Like Mago Japanese,
yeah.
And this saigo pigeon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See?
Right, right.
So I spoke to her and I told her, what's the matter, you know, did he wait you? Mambai girl come, you see. So I told her, why don't you wait for her there, and then she'll come for you.
Yes. You know three languages.
What?
Yes, Hawaiian, pidgin, and
English. Yes. See? But she told me, she said, hana-hana got too much yo, house. That's why viki-viki go home like. See? See?
What does that mean?
Well, she says she has a lot of work at home. She want to go home.
Hana-hana.
Yeah, hana-hana means work. It's a Hawaiian word.
That's Hawaiian. So she was using Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's pidgin.
Yeah.
Hana-hana.
See?
Hausu. Hausu means, translation of house is house. House means she like to go home. Hausu, hana-hana, too much. Now, she said too much is plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much.
Fascinating. That's fascinating.
See?
Yeah.
Hausu ga too, hausu ga too much. Hana-hana ga too much. She said she has too much work to do at home.
Well, you know, like, when you're talking to that Japanese lady in a sort of pidgin there, right? If you were talking to a Philippine lady, would you use the same pidgin or would you change up your pidgin?
Well, I would try and think of using their dialect, you know, their dialect in the words that I would use.
Yeah.
But the one I was using to her is in a Japanese and Hawaiian.
Yeah,
see?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Japanese and Hawaiian, see?
And the Filipino?
If Filipino, I have to use their dialect of pronunciation, their dialect.
They wouldn't, would they know some Hawaiian too?
Yeah, some would know, some would know.
But the Filipino probably wouldn't know the Japanese words.
So. Yeah, put this behind your back so you're leaning that way. Go, if you don't mind without a cover.
A Japanese, like a Filipino, probably wouldn't know any Japanese words, or
would you? No. You know, it's really, before you look at a person of a nationality, you have to think fast of what you're going to talk and how you're going to do it. How are you going to talk to him?
You're going
to
really change your stuff.
Yeah, right, right. You have to change it. You see, now if I see a Filipino man, I have to talk his way.
Yeah.
See, now, see, for a Filipino, if I'll say, hey, Papa, where you go? He might say, oh, I'm going fishing.
Yeah.
What place you go? I like, you get plenty fish, you see?
Fish.
Yeah.
Come again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The P-A,
yeah,
after
right.
You say,
yeah.
Hey, would you?
Yeah, yeah. So, do you only have to do that though nowadays with the older folks? Right.
Yeah, right.
Because
and
like
old,
all the younger ones there in school.
Yeah.
And
all the folks or a newcomer from the Philippines.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But
oh,
now
yeah.
it's not bad because they have a little bit of an English in the
yeah,
Philippines.
Right. But with the Japanese, just the older folks.
Yeah.
And
just the older.
And the
yeah.
Chinese.
Just the older
just
folks,
the
you
older
see.
Ones.
The, well.
So you used to do that much more when your parents were alive. They were using all those words, right?
Yeah, because we
were
among
a
those.
Young child,
yeah,
right?
Because we were among all the different kind of nationalities, so we have to learn that. You see,
yeah.
I have to learn to get to make them understand you, or you want them to come, or what? See, like.
Yeah.
See, so with the, well, like now we don't have too much Chinese, so we don't get in touch too much with them. These older people, most of these are Japanese and the Filipinos. See, Chinese now, we don't have very much Chinese down here. I think, but they all speak the English, you see. They all have educations already, you see. But all the Chinese, there's none over here anymore. It's all Pao.
For the like the older Chinese married local people, and then they...
No, they're all dead.
No, but I mean in the old time.
Oh yeah, so old time. But then, now...
They became local people, I guess.
Yeah, and then they have their children that was born and raised here.
Yeah.
And go to school here,
so,
and have education here, you see. But their parents are not here anymore, those Chinese.
Yeah, because they were the first.
Yeah.
They were the first group.
Right. So I don't see any of these old Chinese here today.
Or the Puerto Ricans too.
No. No, not that I know of anyone down here. But you may find some of them in Hanalei, and in maybe Kapau Hanapipe, very few. If you can find one or two, is
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe they all married, you know, out.
Well, I don't think so. They are living today. Only maybe their children are living today. Yeah. Well, I say their children of my age, of 60, or maybe 65, like that.
Yeah.
That's all. But younger than. Beyond than that, no more. I don't think there's any. No more. See?
Yeah, because of the time that they came.
See? What?
I don't think we should.
I think we shouldn't keep it. It's already 1 o'clock. Mrs. Kupepe wants to get on with her lunch.
Yeah.
What?
Take it off.
Oh, Paul?
How does it go?